Yeshayahu. Some know me as Isaiah. My name means the Lord is salvation. In the first year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty, exalted. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his eyes, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of the one who cried out. The temple was filling with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And then one of the seraphim flew to me with a coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar. And he came and he touched my mouth and said to me, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away. Your sin is forgiven."
Thank you.
Then I heard a voice saying, "Ask for yourself a sign from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and will bear a son. And she will call his name Emmanuel. And before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she gave birth to a boy. A shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse. A branch from his roots will bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength and knowledge. He will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what his eyes see or make a decision by what his ears hear. Righteousness will be the belt about his loins. Faithfulness will be the belt about his waist. O Jerusalem, raise up your voices like a trumpet. Let the mountains and the hills break forth with shouts of joy. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. A Redeemer has come to Zion." Then said my Lord, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not crush. A dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he brings forth peace upon the earth. And the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine upon them. For a child will be born to us. A son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David. He will establish it and uphold it in justice and righteousness from then on forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. There's a voice calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for the Lord our God. Every valley will be lifted up and every mountain will be made low. Have you not heard it? Long ago I've planned it, and now I've brought it to pass. Therefore, says the Lord God, in Zion, I have placed a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone, firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be destroyed. You who are far away, hear what he has done. You who are near, hear and acknowledge his might. In his arms he will gather the lambs. Not one of these will be missing. They will dwell on the heights. Their refuge will be the impregnable rock. Their bread will be given them. Their water will be sure. Get yourself up on a high mountain. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. O Zion, bearer of good news, lift up your voice mightily. O Jerusalem, lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God.
Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap us unhurt, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
Ayesheu heard the Lord crying to his people, "You are my witnesses. Behold my servant in whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe. Believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. There is no Savior besides me." Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the King of hosts, "I am the first, and I am the last. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. I have sworn to myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance." Who has announced this from old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? There is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God.
Keep him from from rising again. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, glorious day.
Then I heard a multitude of voices saying, "Who has believed our message? He grew up before us like a tender shoot, like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, like one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not esteem him." Oh, oh. Surely our griefs he himself bore. Our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. The Lord caused the iniquity of all of us to fall upon him. Yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and a sheep before its shears, so he did not open his mouth. As for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out from the land of the living for the transgression of my people, for whom the stroke was due? He had done no violence, neither was there deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief, if he would render himself as a guilt offering. Surely, the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper his hand.
Is this the boy I raised? Is this is the sun our new? Is this the one I loved? Why can't they love him too? What has my son ever done to you? Has he caused you some pain? As I recall, all he's shown is love. Why can't you show him the same? This is the boy I raised. This is the son I knew. This is the one I loved. Why can't you love him too? Do my son, why can't they see what I know? Is this the way it must be? Is this the way you must go? Die in your place if I could save you some pain. But I can see in your face my death would not be the same.
Said the Father to me, "The righteous one, my servant, will justify the many as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great. He will divide the booty with the strong because he poured out himself to death. He was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many. He interceded for the transgressors." Then the Savior spoke to me and said, "I gave my back to those who strike me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting. The Lord God helps me. O my nation, my righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the peoples. Pay attention to me, O people, and give ear to me. Sing, sing a new song to the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the sky and look to the earth beneath, for the sky will vanish with smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. But my salvation will be forever. My righteousness will not wane. My righteousness will be forever. My salvation to all generations." Then said my Lord, I have kept silent for a long time. I have kept still and restrained myself. And now, like a woman in labor, I will groan. I will both gasp and pant. These are the things that I will do, and I will not leave them undone. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud. I have called you in righteousness. Behold, the former things have come to pass. I declare all things new. Those who wait upon the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arms, he will gather up his lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare him? Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praises from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and you who dwell on them. Let the wilderness and the cities lift up their voices. Let them shout from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his promises.
Thank you.
my Savior cried down to me from the heavens. Listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he named me. He has also made my mouth like a sharp sword. He has also made me like a select arrow. He has hidden me in his quiver. And then the Father said to him, "You are my servant in whom I will show my glory. And so my house will be called a house of prayer for all people. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come, buy, eat. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Remove the evil deeds from my sight. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Reprove the ruthless. Defend the orphan and plead for the widow. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool."
Worship his majesty. To his own, his anthem's raised. Majesty. Worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
And now, my people, thus says the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and He that formed you. O Israel, do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have eyes, and the deaf, even though they have ears. Everyone who is called by my name, everyone whom I have created for my glory, everyone whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Let them hear and say, it is true. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have you inscribed in the palms of my hands. You are mine!
Thank you.
Then I saw the earth, broken asunder and split through, shaken violently. The earth reels to and fro like a drunkard. It totters like a shack. Its transgression is heavy upon it. It will fall, never to rise again. And we have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. All of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities, the wind takes us away. Behold, darkness will cover the earth. But, who is this who comes? This one, the majestic in his apparel, marching on the greatness of his strength. It is he who speaks in righteousness, mighty to save. And then the Lord said to me, tell my people, your dead will live, their corpses will rise. You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy. Your covenant with death will be canceled. Your pact with Sheol will not stand. I will swallow up death for all time. I have redeemed you. My salvation will not delay. You will see the King in his beauty. The Lord will wipe tears away from all faces. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation.